Shalom to all. Today's office is Cholendaf Ein Beis, and we're starting right at the top of the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're right in the middle of quite a lengthy discussion regarding a din Rabba taught about Tuma and Tahara Balua. What does that mean? So we had said that Tuma Balua is not Matame anymore, namely something Tame inside a person's stomach. For example, he ate Nevela. It's not Matame, and that's even if it's not digested yet. And by that same token, he said that Tahara Balua doesn't become Tame. For example, a person swallowed a ring and then he became Tame Meis and regurgitated it afterwards. The ring is not Tame, because again, it was Balua, it was inside him. Now, after clarifying this, the Gemara brought two Mishnayos teaching these very same dinim, asking the question, then what's Rabba's din necessary for? We have them in Mishnayos. And we answered that Rabba's Chiddush is regarding when two objects are swallowed, one Tame, one Tahar, the Tahar one does not become Tame. And that's the din of Tome and Tahar Balua. So we're asking a question on that from our Mishnah. The Gemara tells us, Va'ubar v'chayo, the k'shtei tabayis damu, what about the fetus inside the mother's stomach, which we had said had died, and the chaya, the midwife, which had to put her hands inside and touch the ubar? That's like two rings, one of them is Tami, one of them is Tahar, become a Tamala Ubar L'chaya. And the Mishnah said that the Ubar is Mitami, the midwife. How do we answer this? So Amar Rabbi, he explains, Shani Ubar, the Ubar is different. Ha'il V'Sav Yilat says, since he's going to end up coming out of the mother, it's not considered like it's Balua because he's going to come out anyway. So Amar Rav, asked on this, Ubar Sav Yilat says, Tabas Ein Sav Yilat says, the Ubar is going to come out of the mother and the ring's not going to come out. If a person swallowed a ring, it's not going to stay in him forever. It's going to end up coming out either from up above or down below, so it should still be the same din. El Amar Rav says differently, the Pomadesians, they know the reason for this. And Umanu, who are these Pomadesians? So actually, he's referring to just one person, Rav Yosef. From Rav Yosef, from Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, he says as follows: Toma zu ainam deveri tayra elam deveri seifrim. This toma is not midaraisa; it's derabanan. Namely, when the midwife puts her hands into the mother's stomach and she touches a dead ubar, that's not toma deraisa; that's toma derabanan. So that's why the case is different. Now we just clarify this lashon: my ainam deveri tayra elam deveri seifrim. Why did he say it in this lengthy way? It's not midaraisa; rather, it's midrabanan. Just say this toma is midrabanan. And the answer is, he's coming to emphasize something. Don't say this is only according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amar who says, as we're going to soon see in the Gemara, that Uber Me'isha Tame, that Uber in its mother's stomach actually is Tame Midaraisa. Don't say the din of our mission is just Rabbi Kiva. Ela Fila Rabbi Shmuel. The Chiddush is that it's even according to Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar he says Uber Me'isha Tahar, that Midaraisa, when the Uber is in its mother's stomach, even though it's dead, it's still Tahar. Nonetheless, Gazer brought Tame Midarabanan. There was still Gazer a Tame Midarabanan. And that's why he uses lengthy Lashon to say that the mission is even like Rabbi Shmuel. Now for the clarification, my time up. Why is it? If it's not Tomei Midaraisa, why are we saying it's Tomei Midarabanan? So Rav Ishai explains, Gzeira Shem Yotzi Vlad Roshi Chutz L'Prazdar is a Gzeira. Maybe the child's head is going to come out of the Prazdar. It's going to come a little bit out of the woman. Then it's considered like it's already born. And of course, it's Metame if it's not alive. And we're afraid that the midwife is not going to realize. She's not going to know when it's exactly considered born. And she's going to still think it's inside and that she's not Tomei. So because of that Gzeira, we say that in any situation that she touches the Ubar, even though it's for sure inside the mother's stomach, the midwife is Tomei. Ask Mari Hach if that's so. Ishanami, the woman as well, should be Tame, because maybe the baby's head came out and she's not going to realize and she's going to think she's Tar, but she's really Tame. Says Gemara, no, Isha Margesh is Ba'atzma. The woman, she's able to feel herself, meaning she herself knows when the baby came out, so we don't have to make this Gzeira on the mother. Gemara asks, Vitimol Lachaya, why doesn't she just tell that to midwife? She'd say to the midwife, okay, the baby's head came out now, so don't touch it or you'll be Tame Meis. And the answer is the Treda, she's preoccupied, she's in the middle of giving birth, but she's in the middle of the whole process. She doesn't exactly have the proper headspace to tell the midwife, do or don't touch the baby because it came out. And that's what we're Gzeira only on the midwife, but not on the mother. Now we discuss Machlekes, my Rabbi Shmuel, my Rabbi Kiva. What's his Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva's opinion that we mentioned before? And the answer is the time you have a Braisa. The Pasuk tells us, V'chasher yigal p'nei asadet, anyone that touches, al p'nei asadet. Now Pasuk is talking about a person touching a corpse, a mace, and it tells us that he becomes Tame Mace when he touches this al p'nei hasadet. And that's mashma, that the mace has to be out in the open. What does that tell us? Lahaitzi uber me'isha, that excludes the uber inside the mother's stomach, since that's that al p'nei hasadet, it's not out in the open, it's not Matame person who touches it. The Rabbi Shmuel, that's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Where's Rabbi Kiva Imer? He says that no, that's not what the Pasuk's teaching us. L'rabbis goel v'dayfek, it's actually coming to include goel and dayfek, which is the cover in the wall of the coffin that is makabel toma from the mace. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, goel v'dayfek, helsa gemirila. Rabbi Shmuel, this din that Rabbi Kiva just mentioned regarding goel and dayfek, that's halacha mishmi Sinai. And Rabbi Kiva, uber me'isha, tamei. According to Rabbi Kiva, the reason why he doesn't agree with what Rabbi Shmuel said, because he holds that a ubar inside his mother's stomach is tamei. So we further clarify this, midaraisa manole, as he knows it's tamei midaraisa, and it's not just exer derabanon, like we said in Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shai, he answers, Amar Kra, that's because the Pasuk says, Hanegeba Meis Benefesh. So really, a more full quote of the Pasuk is, Hanegeba Meis Benefesh Adam. And literally translated, this means, a person who touches a corpse, the soul of a person. And the basic understanding is just telling us that if somebody touches a corpse, so he's Tamei. However, the drush is as follows. As we see, there's only three words over here, Hanegeba Meis Benefesh, and translated, that would mean, somebody who touches a mace, the soul. And what's that supposed to mean? So we clarify, Ezu Meis Shebenefesh Adam, what's a mace that's inside the nefesh of a person? Hanegeba Meis Benefesh, somebody who touches a mace that's inside inside the nefesh. What does it mean, a mace inside the nefesh? Hava Omer is a uber shmei isha. It's talking about an uber that's in its mother's stomach. The ubar is the mace, and it's inside a nefesh. It's inside its mother who's living. And so, according to Rabbi Akiva, this pasuk is telling us that midai raisa, if a person touches a fetus that's inside its mother's stomach, he's going to be tamei. Now, what about Rabbi Shmuel? What does he do with this pasuk? So we clarify, Rabbi Shmuel, hayim bayle revias dam haba mina mace shemetama. He says this teaching us that a revias of dam, a quarter of a leg of blood that comes from a dead person, that's metame, just like the mace itself, even though it's just blood. And how is that understood? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, hanegea b'meis b'nefesh ha'adam. What do we learn from here? Ezu nefesh shel adam shemetama. What's the nefesh of a person that's metame? I mean, the pasuk should just say, hanegea b'meis. What does that mean, b'nefesh ha'adam? It's mashma that we're touching the nefesh, even though it's not a mace. How do you have a nefesh without a mace? Hava oimer, zu revias dam. This is talking about a revias of dam. We know that a person's life could be sustained just off a revias of dam. So when we have a cup, for example, of just a revias of dam, that's considered the nefesh of the person, even though it's not the corpse itself, and that's metame. Now, going back to Rabbi Akiva, how does he know this? And the answer is Rabbi Akiva l'tame. Rabbi Akiva l'shitasai, d'amar he holds, af revias dam haba mishnei mesim metame ba'ayol. Even revias of dam that comes from two different mesim, half revias from this mace and half revias of that mace, together we have a full revias, that's also metame ba'ayol. It doesn't have to just come from one mace. How do we know this? I tell you, we have a bryce. Rabbi Akiva Amr, he tells us, minan revias dam haba mishnei mesim shemetame ba'ayol. How do we know the revias of dam? They came from two different mesim, that's metame ba'ayol, like a regular mace. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, regarding kohen gadol, who's now become tame mace, it says, Call nafshois mace lo yavai, and on the nafshois of a mace he shall not come, which means he shouldn't go into a house that has a mace. And the emphasis over here is the plural usage of the word. It doesn't say val kol nefesh mace, it says nafshois mace, multiple nafshois. And we learn from here shtei nafshois v'shir echad, that even we have one shir or vias of dam that came from two separate nafshois, that's still gonna be metame. And so obviously, if we have one shir that comes from one person's gonna be metame, we don't need a pasuk for that. And also another mishnah, going back to a previously discussed topic of an animal that's giving birth having a challenge and a new din regarding that. So the mishnah tells us, the animal is having difficult time giving birth, and the uber stuck at its front leg. And now we're going to have two different cases. Case number one is the person cut that leg off afterwards he shechted the mother, the basar, which means the fetus that's remaining inside, it's tahar, it's not tame at all. That's because the leg was cut off when the mother was still alive, and the fetus that's inside is considered part of the mother, so it's not able to kabel toma from the leg that was cut off. We're going to discuss what that type of toma would be in a moment. But either way, since it was cut off when the mother was still alive, the baby inside is not makabel toma. However, continues the Mishnah onto case number two. Shachras imai, if he first shechted the mother, va'achar kachatacha, and then he cut off that leg, habasar maga nevela, the meat of the fetus, meaning the baby animal that's inside the mother, it's maga nevela, which means it touched nevela, because the leg that was cut off is considered nevela, and the fetus inside touched the leg, so that's considered like it touched nevela. Different Meir, that's Meir's opinion. Whereas Rucham say that no, it's not nevela, rather, maga trefa shchuta. It's considered like it touched a trefa that was shechted. I think Mar at the end is going to explain what that means, maga trefa shchuta. Now, based on top of the Mishnah continues, and here we have a conversation between the Chacham and Rameir. So Chacham support their point. Just what we find by trefa, that it's shchitas metaret, which means when we have an animal that's a trefa and a person shechts it, that's metaret, it's not considered nevela, it's still not allowed to be eaten, but it's not nevela. So shchitas behemoth, the tar sa'ever. Same thing, that when the mother animal shechted, that's metaher, the limb, and therefore when the limb is cut off after the shchita of the mother, it's just maga trefa. It only has a din of a trefa and not the din of nevela. So Amar Rameir, Rameir respond to them, well, that's not so, because if you're going to say, meaning we say that the shechita of a trefa is metahir itself, but that's because davar shegufa, that's it itself, it's the animal itself, which is a trefa, so when it's shechted, it itself doesn't become a nevela. But the tar sa'ever, davar she'enoi gufa, you want to say the shechita of the mother is going to be metahir the limb that was sticking out of it, that's not it itself, it's the leg of the fetus, but it's not the mother itself, and therefore the shechita is not metahir from nevela. And that's our mayor's response to the chamim. And the next off, we're going to see a much more detailed description of this back and forth machlaikas. The mission continues, now clarifying something that we've been taking for granted. How do we know that when a person shechts an animal that's a trefa, that shechita is metaharit and it's not considered nevela? Actually, says the Mishnah, maybe it should be the other way around. Why is that? Because behemoth mei asur b'achila, af trefa asur b'achila, a non-kosher animal is not allowed to be eaten, and a trefa is also not allowed to be eaten. Well, ma behemoth mei and shechita is metaharasa, a non-kosher animal, shechting it is not metaharit, it's considered nevela either which way, even if you shechted it, af trefa lo tahara and a shechita, even a trefa, shechting it shouldn't be metaharit. So Mishnah says, lie, don't say that. If you're going to say that by non-kosher animal that shechting it is not metaharit from nevela, that's because shalahi solah shasa kosher. It never had a shasa kosher. It never had the ability to be shechted and be eaten in the first place because it's a non-kosher animal. But time of a trefa, are you say the same applies to a trefa? Shalahi solah shasa kosher. It had a shasa kosher. It was once upon a time able to be eaten, and it fits under the category that the pasuk calls tsayinu bakar. And so even though now it happens to be a trefa, since once upon a time it was able to be eaten before it became a trefa, that's called its shasa kosher. So it still fits in the category of something that will be matar from nevela if it's shachter. digested properly. However, the Mishnah says it's not good enough. Take that which you just brought. Meaning this raya that you just said is not valid. Why is that? Because Arisha know the trefa min habetin minayin. What about if the animal was born as a trefa? It was born with a defect. How would you know in that situation the shechita is matarit from nevela? And therefore the Mishnah gives a different reason. Loi, it's not so. Meaning we do not compare a kosher animal that was a trefa to a non-kosher animal. Why is that? Because im amarta behemah tameya, if you're going to say this din by a non-kosher animal that shechita is not matarit from nevela, that's because shekin ain b'mina shechita. Its min doesn't have shechita. Meaning there isn't a single non-kosher animal that you're able to shecht, and that's going to do anything to it. Whereas timer b'trefa sheyesh b'mina shechita. Are you going to say the same thing by a trefa? Its min does have shechita. Meaning even though this animal's a trefa, and it could be that it was born as a trefa, it doesn't make a difference. Its min, other cows, sheep, and goats, and whatever it is, they are the same min. You could shecht those properly. So since it's in the min, it's in the category of tsainu bakar, as we said, as Pasuk mentions, so its min has shechita, and therefore shechita is metaret from nevela. We have one exception to this, ben shmai nechai. It was an 8-month pregnancy and it came out alive. Ain shechita is metaretasoi. Its shechita is not metaret, l'fisha ain b'mina shechita, because its min doesn't have shechita. And we see this later in Mishnah, this is what we call a nefel, a non-viable child. This is both by humans and by animals. The Mishnah over here mentions 8-month. That's referring to a large animal, such as a cow. Its pregnancy is 9 months. And Chazal say that if the pregnancy only went 8 months, even if that baby animal came out alive, it's considered a nefel, it's non-viable, it's not able to live, and therefore you're not able to eat it. So even if one does shecht it, it's not metaret from nevela. It's still considered nevela because that min doesn't have shechita. Any baby animal born too early is considered a nefel and is not able to be shechted. So therefore, this is one case, the shechita is not going to metaret from nevela. The other one begins by addressing the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. This is regarding the second case in the Mishnah where the uber had stuck at its leg. The mother was shechted, then he cut the leg off, and we had this machlekes from Rav Meir and the Chachamim. What's the uber considered? Is it maga nevela or is it maga trefa shechuta? Rav Meir said it's maga nevela. So ask the Gemara, why would it be tummy in the first place? Thomas Beis Starm, this is Thomas Beis Starm, but Thomas Beis Starm loy metamya. Thomas Beis Starm is not metame. We had explained that Thomas Beis Starm is when Toma touches a concealed, a covered, or a hidden place, it's simply not metame. We had given an example that let's say Ruvain places a piece of nevela on a stick, then he puts it down Shimon's throat, touching the inside of his esophagus. Shimon is not going to be tame because that's Beis Starm. That's in a concealed or hidden place, and that should be the same thing over here. How are we saying that the fetus has an issue, has some sort of Toma? That's because the leg, which had come out of the mother before Shechita, that's for sure problematic. That for sure has an issue. And obviously, after it was cut off, we make sure that it doesn't touch the fetus. So that can't be how the fetus itself became Tameh. It must be that it's Beis Starim, the part of the leg which will be cut off. So that part which we can't see right now, we call it perhaps the cross section, that inside part, which is touching the part of the fetus which is still inside the mother, that's Beis Starim. Right now, we're assuming that's the only way it would become Tameh, but we know the Beis Starim is not Metameh. And furthering with this question, Lame Rav Meir LaTameh, do you want to say Rav Meir's Lashitasai? Meaning, do you want to say the way we understand Rav Meir, and also even really the Chacham in the Mishnah, is according to Shitas Rav Meir, that we see that Rav Meir holds that Tumah's Beis Starim is Metame? And how do we know this? And now we have a Mishnah that says as follows. Now the following discusses Tumah of Begadim, of clothing or cloth. And we know that if someone's considered a proper baguette, a proper piece of cloth or clothing, so it's able to be Metame Tumah's Midras, which means if a Zav Zav or Nida sits on it or leans her body weight on it, and it becomes a very high level of Tumah in Av, that's only if it's 3x3 Tfachim. If it's smaller than 3x3 Tfachim, it cannot be Mekabel Tumah's Midras. However, it still could be Mekabel Tumah. If it's touched by a Zav, that's a lower level of Tumah. That's going to be a reshine, and that's as long as this piece of cloth is 3x3 finger breaths. Now knowing that, the Gemara tells as follows, that now we have a Mishnah that says, Shlosha Shlosha Shenechlak, we have a Beged which is 3x3 Tfachim, and was Tomei Midras, Tahar Mina Midras, it's Tahar from his Tomei's Midras. That's because anytime we have a Kli that's Tomei, if it's broken, or in this case, torn, because it's a Beged, it now loses its din of Toma. So this Beged that was Shlosha Shlosha, 3x3 Tfachim, and was Tomei Midras, now when it's cut in half, it's not 3x3 Tfachim anymore, so it's Tahar from his din of Midras, Aval Tomei Maga Midras, but these two pieces are Tomei because they touch Midras. That's Rav Meir's opinion. And the proper gear says to take out the word Vatanya because we're really just in the middle of Mishnah. And Amr Rabbi Yossi tells Rav Meir, how could you say that? What type of Midras did these two pieces touch? Al rather, if the way it became a Midras originally was that the Zav actually touched on it, physically, let's say, stepped on it with his toe, so then the two pieces of this garment are going to be Tameh because they were touched by a Zav, but not because of Maga Midras. Now, what do we see from Shitas Rav Meir over here? That these two pieces that were split in half are Tameh because they touched Midras. Now, the only way that could be is because of Tumah's Beis Starim. Remember, the whole Beged, which is 3x3, is Midras, and then as it's being cut apart, we say that the inside, the Beis Starim, or the cross section of those two pieces, were touching each other, so now even though they're split apart, and we don't have a 3x3 anymore, it's still Tameh because it touched the Midras. So you see, the Meir holds that Tumah's Beis Starim is Metameh. So do you want to say that that's how we understand our Mishnah? That when the leg of the Uber is cut off after the Shechita of the mother, the reason why the Uber, the fetus, is Tameh is because of Tumah's Beis Starim, and it's all in Shechita's Rav Meir? Says the Gemara, no. Lav et Tamara law, wasn't already stated on this that Omar Ula said that Loi Shanu, this whole machloik is between Rabbein and Rabbi Yossi is only Ella Shloish al Shloish Shnechlak regarding a garment which was 3x3 tefachim and was cut in half. In that situation, Rabbi Yossi argues with her mayor, saying that there's no way you could say that it's Maga Midras because once you cut it in half, so we don't have Midras anymore. Aval Shalash Shalish, Haba Ismi Begagadol, but a piece of cloth that's 3x3 finger breaths that comes from a much larger baged, and that larger baged, which Rashi calls the Av, the father, or the parent baged, that was Tami Midras, and a piece that's 3x3 fingers was cut off of it. Bishas Prishas and Meavien, when that's being separated from its father, from the parent baged, Mekabel Tomi Avien, that is Mekabel Toma from the parent baged, meaning it's Mekabel Toma's Maga Midras, and that's because the parent baged still has a din of Midras, and the way that this works is not because of Maga Besa Starim, rather it's totally different. That's what Rashi calls Yef Shalat Samtim. It's impossible to be 100% precise that when he's cutting the small piece off of the larger baged, that at least one of the threads or one of the fibers isn't going to touch the main baged. So it's nothing to do with Besa Starim. It's just that it's most definitely going to happen that part of the smaller piece of cloth is going to touch the larger one, and then it's Maga Midras. And Hanami, so too in our case in the Mishnah, Bishas Prishasun Me'ever, Mekabel Toma Me'ever. When that leg is being cut off, the rest of the animal is being Mekabel Toma from that piece that's being cut off, not because of Maga Besa Starim, rather as it's being cut, Yef Shalat Samtim. It's impossible to be 100% precise, and for sure, at least one little piece of the leg that's being cut off is going to touch the rest of the Ubar, and that's how it's Metameh it. So that's how we can understand both Shitas in the Mishnah, nothing to do with Maga Besa Starim. We have another answer of Yinomer. He says, Beged Lav L'chatich Kai, a garment is not meant for cutting. However, Ubar L'chatich Kai, the Ubar is meant for cutting. Anything that's meant to be cut is considered like it is cut already, and therefore, even though the limb physically is still attached to the Ubar, since it's going to be cut, it's as if it's already detached, and therefore we consider the two parts touching each other, and that's why it's not an issue of Maga Besa Starim. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second, come on, who's this like? Reb Meir, it's still the only Shitas Reb Meir that doesn't answer for the whole Mishnah. Why is that? Not because we Mishnah says, Kol Yodas HaKem Shein Aruchais, anytime we have the handle of a kli that's way too long, Basel Katsan, and he's going to end up cutting part of it off because it's just too long, and that kli became Tameh, Matbal Ad Makamida, he only has to be Tavel the kli up until the place of the handle that he's going to keep, but the rest of the handle is going to eventually be cut off. He doesn't have to be Tavel it because it's already like it's cut off. That's Reb Meir's opinion. Now, the proper Gersa is not V'cham Oimrim, rather Reb Yehuda says, Achiat was Kulai, he has to be Tavel the entire thing, so we clearly see this is only Shitas Reb Meir, that if something's going to be cut, it's as if it's cut already. That doesn't answer for Shias Chacham in the Mishnah. Says Gemara, no, I feel Tim Rabbanon. Specifically, in our case in the Mishnah, it could even be according to Rabbanon. Why is that? Because Chibur Eichlin, Kiman Demifriti Damu, when food is connected, it's as if it's already cut. That's because since food is soft and it's easy to cut and it will eventually be cut, therefore, even though it's still currently whole, it's as if it's already cut. And therefore, when Giba Dadi, it's as if they're touching each other. That's how we can understand the Aver of the Uber Mishnah, that even though it's still connected, since it's considered food, because again, it's an animal and an animal is considered food after it dies, we could say that it's Kachatuch Dami as if it's already cut. And there's no Maga Besa Starim, there's no issue. So now that we have these two different opinions, Ula and Ravina, how we understand their Mishnah, we try to plug them into the Mishnah. Bishlam Ula, this is all good according to Ula, Hainu Diktani Chatacha. That's why the Mishnah says Chatacha, that he cut it. Because according to Ula, and the way we explained him, the whole idea was that as the limb of the Ubar is being cut off of it, for sure at least one part of it is going to touch the Ubar, and that's what's Metameh it. El Ravina, according to Ravina, my Chatacha, why does the Mishnah have to say they cut it? According to Ravina, even if it's not physically cut, since it will eventually be cut, it's as if it's cut already. So why does the Mishnah say he cut the limb off? Even if he didn't cut the limb off, it'd be the same thing. The Gemara says you're right. However, Ayatana Resha Chatacha, since the Resha says that he cut the limb off, and over there it is Dafka, because referring to where the limb was cut before the mother was Shechted, so Tanami Seifa Chatacha, the Seifa also teaches that he cut the limb, but that's a lot of Dafka. And let's just learn one more piece that helps with the flow of the Sugya. We had said in the Mishnah of Chamer and Chum say that it's not Maga Nevela, rather Maga Trefa Shchuta, that the fetus inside the mother, after its limb is cut off, is considered like it touched a Trefa that was Shechted. Ask the Gemara, Trefa Shchuta Mimitama, an animal that was a Trefa that was Shechted, is it Mitame anything? A kosher animal that was a Trefa that was Shechted is not Mitame anything. So what exactly is Chum saying? The Gemara answers, in yes, actually it is Mitame. The Avud Shmuel is like the father of Shmuel. The Amar Avud Shmuel, the father of Shmuel said, Trefa Shechta Mitame Mugdashin. If a Trefa was Shechted, it is Mitame if that animal is Hektish. And so that's how we can understand the Chum's opinion. We're done for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.